Well, happy new year. It is 2019, ladies, and we're going to take a step back and look at 2018 and how important it is to review your year. 30 is the new fuck yeah, and we're here to support you ladies, femtrepreneurs, and badass lady bosses to live your best life in your 30s.
I'm Annika, an award-winning boudoir photographer based in Boston, owning femininity and self-love.
And I'm Linda, a perpetual nomad owning travel and world love. And in this podcast, we'll talk about health, dating, running your own business, travel, and everything in between. And of course, yeah, being 30 as fuck. Welcome back to a brand, no, not welcome back, welcome to a brand new year, lady bosses and femtrepreneurs and adventurous ladies. It's a whole new year. We've got amazing shit coming at us this year we don't even know about yet, but
scary.
Dude, I know, like, I was like, again, it's just one of those things. I started talking, I didn't know where I was going to go with it, but.
That's cool. But welcome back, ladies, 2019, woo!
Yeah, welcome to 2019, brand new year, but what we're going to do is talk about last year. So you're probably all nursing a hangover today because it is the 1st of January. Now, don't get us wrong, we are not in top shape, most likely, so we had the foresight to record this at an earlier date.
Because we're smart like that.
Oh yeah, much earlier. So, but we're going to kind of take a look at 2018 and kind of why it's important to look back and, you know, how that helps us set up for the year ahead and get the most out of this coming year, because it is a brand new start. And, does this one not come out? This does come out on January 1st. Sorry, I'm getting confused because we have another one coming out for you guys that's going to be all about New Year's resolutions. So, you know, make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast. Which one is it?
You should stop talking.
I know. I have had so much coffee. I'm just like, words. Words are coming out.
Oh, man. There was like so much happening in that sentence. Like, is it posting in January 1st? Yes, it's
But there's also another episode. Follow us.
Yeah, we have a few topics that are coming your way about the new year, because it is a new year, and you should always follow along anyway, because we're awesome, and you want to listen to our podcast.
As I say, is that much better than what I said? I don't know.
It's not, but maybe if someone didn't understand your way, they understood my way, or vice versa.
Great. Okay. So, yes, it is January 1st, while recovering from hangovers today, so... You know, maybe all this mumbo-jumbo makes sense to you guys. Who knows?
Or we're just making your hangover even worse.
I know, or we're just ruining it and you've stopped listening because this is painful. Either case, let's talk about our goals.
Yes, and why it's important to review your year before starting to plan the new one.
Yes, because, you know, it's like, if you don't know where you've come from, you don't know where you're going.
Oh, dear. Okay, Linda, why don't you start us off?
It's definitely really important to kind of, before you start setting yourself goals for the coming year, to have an idea of, one, you know, what did you accomplish in the previous year? I think it's always really important to kind of honor that and give yourself the credit that's due, because you know what, even if you didn't completely accomplish, you know, like the finish line of a goal, like, you've accomplished stuff. Like, you didn't just sit around for the last year. Like, we know you ladies. We know you're go-getters. You're out there hustling and making shit happen. So we know that you were not just sitting around. So give yourself some credit for everything that you've done. And I get lost.
I was just going through my year.
No. Were you? Was it good? What was happening there?
Yeah, I was thinking, it's like, what were my goals and stuff? Yeah. Just, you know, a little silence there. So it's definitely important to give yourself that credit and also just ask yourself some important questions, you know, when you are reviewing your year. Like, one of the ones that I always like to do is just like, you know, what went right, what went wrong, like, why did those things happen? And just kind of look back at it and definitely be honest, you know, whether it's like good or bad or just something that went horribly wrong throughout the year, you know, just be very honest with yourself on what you accomplished.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's interesting that we're talking about this because, like, now that you were talking, I went off and I was thinking, like, what were my goals this year?
We're really good at, like, co-hosting a podcast.
So, Annika's talking, I don't have to listen right now. Daydream about things. But no, it's, you know, and we definitely, like, with my job that I have, it's a big thing that we do within the company, for my part-time job where I earn money, because, you know, as you ladies know, my personal venture is not yet profitable, which is obviously one of the goals that I was working on this year. But, you know, there's certain milestones that we've set, and, you know, some of them, when I think about it, like, we've met. I mean, getting this podcast out and running, that was on my goal list for us this year, and it is. It's on iTunes and Spotify, and iTunes was a struggle, but it's there, you know? And some of those things weren't easy, but that was definitely on the list. I know we also had on our list to have, I think, 100 downloads per episode, which we're not even close to, but, you know, we're getting there. So, yeah, like, some things I know that we've accomplished. I know for my personal goals, I've actually started doing this thing where I set myself, you know, the goals that I've set myself for this year were, like, being on top of my health. That was a big thing. And when I look back, you know, I set up insurances for myself. I started going to regular doctor's appointments. So it's just like these little things that you start doing throughout the year. You're like, you know, hold up. I actually set that out for myself and I've done them. And it's really important.
Yeah, they are really important.
Yeah. And to just say, like, you know what? I did that. Like, we did the podcast thing. There's one goal of ours that we didn't accomplish.
Which one was that?
Oh, our store.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was very ambitious. That's another thing. You have to be very realistic with your goals, which, again, we'll dive into in our New Year's resolution episode. But, yeah, that's one thing that we're not always the best at, I think.
Oh, my God, no.
We have very ambitious ideas of ourselves, and then it just, you know, life gets in the way.
No, because I think we forget that, like, there's only 24 hours in a day, and we're not awake for all of them.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
That's what we forget about.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, maybe 2019 will be the year that you guys will see all of our other goals being accomplished, or maybe it'll be 2025.
And it's totally okay. That's what the message is here, right? Like, at least you look back on it and you say, you know what? That didn't happen this year, but is it really a priority? Because that's also another thing to think about, you know? If that didn't get done, is it because you, like, did you miss a step? Did you not plan it outright? Did you not give yourself attainable goals or attainable little markers to reach? Or is it because it just isn't a priority right now?
Yeah, because, I mean, there are other things, you know, like, this year I was insanely busy with my studio and there were a lot of things that I wanted to do, like, personal goals, but I couldn't get to them. And I don't feel badly about that because, you know, my studio and my clients were my priority. And obviously for next year, I'm going to rearrange some things to do make those things happen, but it's not like I lost anything by not doing those.
No, exactly. And it's totally okay to sometimes say, you know what, I thought I was going to be able to do this in the next year, but you know what, maybe this is like a 2-3 year goal.
Yeah, I have a few of those in the works.
Do you have one that's like a 5-year goal at this point?
Oh my God, it started so long ago.
Is it a 5-year goal or a 10-year goal? You're, the Photography Academy, right?
It's not Photography Academy, it's the Beauty Academy.
I know, I can never.
Which you butcher the name every single time you think of it. She comes up with something else. But yeah, so I have, part of my business is also teaching other boudoir photographers. And it's something that I really like to do. And I started it a few years ago, but I also have been working on like an online program for them, which is going to be a 5-year plan, maybe even longer by the time I actually finish it, because again, like, you know, dealing with clients and doing all the stuff that I am already getting paid for definitely takes priority over that program, since currently, you know, no one's paying me for it. So yeah, it's been a slow process.
But again, it's, you know, like, sometimes you have to consider that that's totally okay, because it's not a small thing you're doing, you know. And as much as we'd like to think, oh, I'll do this in a year, if you're putting that much energy and effort into it and you want it to be a long-term benefit to your life, then sometimes that stuff takes longer just because you want to get it right and you don't want to just create something, put it out there, and have it have a short lifespan.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we also have to consider that when we look at our big goals. Like, you know, be realistic. Is this really a 1-year goal or is this a 2-3-4-year goal?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. And, you know, what's also really important that I think we need to touch on is don't just look back on your goals once a year at the end of the year, although that is very important because it kind of gives you a little bit of closure on the year and it lets you kind of set yourself up for the next year. But also make sure that, like, throughout the year, periodically, you're looking back on this and saying, okay, well, am I on track for this? Am I on track for that? And if you aren't, then you can ask yourself, okay, well, what needs to happen for me to get this on track? You know, like, make it as simple as, you know, is there a phone call? Is there an email I need to send to kind of, you know, just take one little step in that direction?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. I mean, we've had plenty, because the one big project, ladies, between Annika and I that we've been working on for a long time, that's probably coming out in 2025, is a clothing store.
Yeah, but by that point, clothing stores won't even be a thing anymore. And we'll all just be wearing silver jumpsuits.
We'll be ready to launch, but then we'll be like, oh no, we have to redesign our entire inventory, like 10 years later. Finally comes out, and then it's orange, not orange jumpsuits, that's prison. But then, you know, maybe it's like, whatever, not silver jumpsuits anymore. It's going to be like gold jumpsuits or something.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, for those of you who don't know, that's a line from Friends, because that's what we watched all the time.
Oh yeah, I didn't even pick up on that.
You didn't? Oh my god. When Chandler wants to get a job, he said, like, ties will be obsolete at that point since we'll all be wearing silver jumpsuits.
That's right. Oh yeah. For any Friends aficionados out there, like, we absolutely love Friends. Absolutely. I think that's like half our inside jokes, not inside jokes, but like jokes between us.
Isn't that an inside joke?
What?
A joke between you and me, isn't that an inside joke? Isn't that like the definition of it?
Oh, man. I'm glad you guys are probably hungover listening to this.
I know, and we even recorded this early so we wouldn't mess it up, and now it's just...
I know, this is really bad. Anyways, we're just going to keep going, because, you know, that's what you gotta do. Yeah, so Annika, do you have any other things that you would like to contribute to this conversation?
Well, I think we talked about, you know, what to kind of ask yourself for the previous year. But should we dive into like some things on like how to set goals for the new year? I mean, if anyone is planning to do that today, which, you know, I don't think will happen on the first, but maybe on the second, you will be ready to.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow you guys will be ready to. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, so again, we're going to be going into a new Year's resolution episode soon, but some of the goals that we would recommend for you or how to set goals.
We're not going to tell you guys how to live your life, don't worry.
Oh, man. Is, you know, to write goals down and then review them periodically.
I already said that.
This is horrible. Okay. Did you cover?
So hold on. You know what? We're just gonna say, listen, this is what happens, ladies. This episode is just symbolic of what happens
to our goals throughout the year. This is what happens when you don't review your goals and you don't set yourself realistic goals.
In a nutshell, this is what happens. You've got two people talking past each other. No one has any idea what's going on. You might get there, you might not. No one has any idea. So just don't be like us. Set yourself some goals and review them. And think about, you know, how did this go? Because we're going to have a little chat after this about how this went. And it's not looking good.
Well, then I think we already covered, because we talked about, you know, setting goals and making sure that they're realistic and attainable, something which we also don't do. Basically, this is like an episode for us on how not to be the way we are.
This is the episode of, you know, we failed this year. These are the reasons why. And this is how we're going to do better next year.
This should just be like our apology letter to ourselves, our apology episode.
Oh, goodness. Well... You know, hopefully you guys don't have to write apology letters to yourself like we do, apparently.
But I did feel like I accomplished a lot in 2018 through all the shit.
Keep grasping at those straws, Annika.
Hey, in the beginning of the episode, you said to be proud of the little wins. I am proud.
I'm sweating. This is ridiculous. I'm like laughing so hard, I'm sweating. Okay, so yes.
That's really attractive. So here's the episode on how to not have your life together and just be a sweaty mess. Yes. So anyways, to reel this back in from the tailspin that we were just in, basically, it's just really, really important. Basically, Annika is proud of what she's accomplished in 2008.
Okay, so why don't you tell us, what have you accomplished that you are proud of? Like, what little things?
Oh, don't make me list.
All right.
No, all right. What am I proud of?
Crickets.
No, I am proud with how I have time managed this year, because I've taken on a lot bigger orders with my clients than I ever have consistently. And I still always got them out on time. I always usually get them out early. So time management was a really big thing that I think I kind of like succeeded at pretty amazingly this year.
Gold star.
What, you wanted me to list all
the things? No, that's absolutely amazing. And to add to that, because Annika, as you guys are listening to this now, is actually traveling for the next 3 months. And a big thing that was part of that was getting your year end done in a very, you know, like, time management was the essence of getting everything done before you left. And
yeah,
that is definitely, you know, something to look back on and say you did really well. And I'm sure you've learned a few things out of that as well that you can now translate into your goals for this year.
No, I think my time management for this year will be just amazing, because the amount of work I did leading up to our trip was probably about 2.5 months of work that I did in about 3 weeks. And I still met with clients in that time. I still had meetings. I still had shoots. And I did all that. And I did not work past 8 o'clock ever. So it was quite the time management of exactly how many images I needed to edit per day, making sure that I met that. I'm pretty sure, like, my wrists just will never be the same after that, but it's fine. Like, I gave myself carpal tunnel. It's cool. But I did all the work, and yeah, I finished before we even left, so I had a few days to relax even.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something as simple as that. Like, for me, I would say my biggest accomplishment, but my year in review is, like, when I as much as I like to plan, I'm also, I don't know, I have these, like, conflicting personalities where one side is like, let's plan everything, and the other side is like, fuck it, let's just see what happens. I didn't know where I was going at the start of the year. And, you know, while I did set some goals for myself, it's a very transient thing as the year goes on, you know, like, things change, your life changes, a year makes a massive difference. So that's why, as we've said several times, reviewing your goals periodically is important, because things change. But my biggest, you know, goal that I've accomplished is back in July, I decided it was time for me to change my life. I wanted to change the course my life was on, which wasn't really a goal that I set myself at the start of the year, but it was a goal that I set for myself while I was on a trip, and I was like, this makes me happy, and being at home doesn't, so I need to change this. And I managed within, you know, what was it, probably about 5 months to renovate a house, sell a house, move my house, sell my belongings, and just leave and, yeah, you know, start from scratch in a completely different life. And
you're getting ready to, like, embark on that soon.
Yeah. So, like, while we're recording this, I'm not finished yet. I'm actually looking around my office, which is just, there's just mountains of crap behind me that I need to go, but it's, you know, I have already come this far and I've only got a few more weeks to go, and I know I'm just going to get it done. And by the end of the year, that's where I'll be at. And so, yeah, it's, you know, you set your mind to something, there's always something you learn, and you can look back on what you've done and take something into the next year. And I don't think I even have, like, a resolution for this year, because I've literally just changed my entire life. I'm starting from scratch. So
yeah, no, I think, you know, like we said, the little things are what you have to remember. Because, yeah, like, some of the big goals I definitely didn't achieve last year, but I think, like, it's okay, because, like you said, you know, you always learn something, you always take something away from each year, and you always better yourself as a person. And I think the older we get, especially once we're in our 30s, we realize more and more about ourselves and what kind of life we want to have, and I feel like every year will get you closer to that.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, sometimes, like, I worry that every year I'm just like, no, I want this now. Because that's what I feel like the last 10 years have been of my life as I'm, like, getting into my mid-30s now. Like, maybe that'll settle down at one point, but I agree.
But I think it's okay to keep wanting different things, too, because I feel like, you know, life is an experience and you should just, like, try as much as possible and then see what you like and what you don't like.
Absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
So on that note, which is completely unrelated to
anything we've talked about. I know. Like, this episode has gone through so many different things, so hopefully you guys have been able to follow today. If not, play it back again on, like, you know, another day when the alcohol...
No one should ever play this back. No one should be listening to this.
No, I like this episode. I am proud of our podcast, too, so that's another thing to add to the list for 2018.
We haven't, no, exactly, yes. I am proud of our podcast. I think we've come a long way. When I listened to our first episode, I'm like, wow, we did not know how to speak.
I know, and whenever people, like, tell me, like, they listen to it, or, you know, we get messages on Instagram and stuff like that about it, I don't know, I get really excited.
Yeah, because it's like, oh my god, you exist. You guys exist, and, you know, we're not just talking into a void.
Yeah.
For our benefit and laughter. But yes, well, on that note, we're going to wrap this up. And we hope that you guys are going to recover nicely for the rest of the day, that you had an amazing start to this year, and let's check in a couple of weeks because we're going to talk about those New Year's resolutions and, you know, hopefully it won't be a mess like this.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a great start to 2019, and thanks for listening, ladies.
Woo, 2019.
Woo, streamers.
Woo, confetti. Oh my god, all right. Stop.